You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Don, where are we standing with the Rangers now? What has to happen for them to get the President's Cup?
Win. First of all, it's not a yacht race. It's the President's Trophy.
This is your number one bet. Every non-hockey person messes this up.
I think I've done that year after year.
Yeah, every year.
Every year. That's my line every year.
Why?
Because, not a yacht race.
Because what is the boat race that's called?
The President's Cup.
The President's Cup.
Yeah.
I love it.
Win. They just got to win. Any way, shape, or form. Get 2 points, you clinch it all.
They're down to one. Is one game left?
That's it.
All right.
This is the only game, although the teams that are chasing after. The Carolinas only got one game left. That's, I think, tomorrow or Wednesday against Columbus.
So is there any way that they get the Yacht Race Cup if they lose?
That's a great question.
Well, yeah. Well, they can. Well, here's the situation. They've got 112 points. So
that was a great game, by the way, on Saturday.
It was so fun. It was
fun,
but they didn't play particularly well. But Panarin saved their bacon with that goal with less than 4.5 to play. They were only, like, I think a plus one 5-on-5 this season after giving up those couple of goals in the second period. And then that he saved their bacon, got them into overtime. And, boy, they were terrific back and forth in overtime. And then, of course, they win in the shootout. They've got 112 points with a game left. Boston's got 109 points with two games left.
You don't know.
So they certainly can pass the Rangers with a couple of wins if the Rangers were to lose. And the Rangers have the tiebreaker with Boston, so it would get a little bit different if the Rangers lose, say, in the shootout or in overtime. And then the Carolina Hurricanes, who were 8-2 in their last 10, they won 5 in a row, and they're just a point back of the Rangers, and they got a game coming up against Columbus. So, Michael, if they lose, I think Carolina wins the division, and the Rangers finish in second place and probably take on the Islanders, who control their own destiny with a win against the Devils. And then they got Pittsburgh on Wednesday to clinch up third place in the Metropolitan Division. So, with everything they've done this year, Michael, you don't want to lose at home to Ottawa, who's decimated by injuries, playing out the string. Win, and you clinch it all. Lose, and then you're going to need some help that, quite frankly, you wouldn't deserve if you lost this game.
Now, the Islanders getting that point on Saturday, that goes a long way toward helping them, right?
Yeah, because they are right now 3 points ahead of Washington. They both have 80 games played. Washington has the tiebreaker. So Washington can still catch them, but they're going to have to win out, and the Islanders would have to lose. Philadelphia cannot catch them because they've only got one game left with 87 points. Pittsburgh's got 86. If they win out and the Islanders lose out, that would give Pittsburgh 90 points and the tiebreaker. So Pittsburgh can still catch them for the division. It's third place, and so can Washington. But again, they got a game against the Devils. Devils playing out the string. So Islanders are in really good shape. They played well down the stretch. They had won 6 in a row before losing that game on Saturday. But as you said, they still earned a point. They had a big second period to take the lead. They just couldn't hold on to it thanks to the Panarin goal. So that's what it's set up for, Michael. It's right there for both teams to get all set. Rangers trying to win the conference, win the division, win the President's Trophy, and the Islanders would love to be able to get that 3 seed, and they would have to take on a really, really good Carolina team in the first round. But with 90 points, Michael, I don't think they have much of a kick coming on who they're going to play in the first round.
Yeah, you just want to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we talked about this at the start. The Knicks won an overtime, only their second overtime game all year. They lost the other one. That was the one to the Spurs when Brunson had 61 points, so they beat the Bulls. They're the number 2 seed. They're waiting to see the play-in winner of the Sixers against the Heat. The winner of that game will play the Knicks starting on Saturday at Madison Square. It's going to be a great 4 days because you've got the Knicks and that winner on Saturday. You've got the Rangers on Sunday at the Garden. You've got the Knicks on Monday at the Garden, and you have the Rangers on Tuesday at the Garden. That's 4 exhilarating days, so Let's hope the teams advance.
Well, that's what we've had. You know, that's what we had in 94, Michael, for people that don't remember. You know, it was every other day. You know, so or every day. One day it was the Rangers, next day it'd be the Knicks. Back and forth for, what, 2 months? I mean, how much fun can that be? It to have both of these teams be this good? Rangers, you know, it could be a one seed. They can wrap that up tonight. Knicks know they're a two seed. It could be 30 years ago, and it's unfortunate, Michael, because we're old. There's a lot of people that don't remember 1994. It was an incredible spring. Incredible. And the games, the back and forth, and I'm hoping we can get something like this coming up in the next 2 months.
Peter wasn't even in college. He was in high school, right?
Yeah.
And probably didn't care.
Mm-hmm. No. No, I didn't.
No, he cared about that girl that he eventually buried himself over.
No, different girl. I never buried myself over her. She was, but that was a big time. I mean, that was a big, summer 94 was.
It was an awakening for you.
Summer 94 was when a lot happened. A lot happened in summer 94. And then, oh yeah, everything happened.
You were 15.
14. And then she left. And then she moved in July 94. It all happened.
I'll try you because your 15th birthday was in July.
Is that right? So if you want to be exact, July
14. 9th.
July 9th was a big day.
Big day for you.
Oh, yeah. And then I turned 15 on July 23rd. And then I had to wait, Don. Imagine one time seeing what I saw, birds and bees. I saw color. All of a sudden, I was seeing, it was like Kodachrome. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nice bright colors.
Give us the nice bright colors.
Yes. And then
give us the greens of.
She moved. Summers. So she moved on July 9th, 1994. And then I had to wait, Don, until mid to late December of that same year. So basically an instant.
Wait for what?
For her to come back.
Oh.
It's like someone being like, hey, you want to taste chocolate for the first time? And you go, oh my. One little square delicious. Of Hershey. This is delicious. Right. Can I have some more? Hold on. 6 months.
So Peter's going through this at 14, Don, and I was keeping.
Oh my God! God only
incredible
knows.
Scorecard for the Yankees. That's what you do as a 14-year-old, not as an adult. But
14's young, Peter.
Oh no! It was a unique circumstance.
Yeah, unique's one way to put it.
But boy, oh boy!
How old was she? Dare I ask?
16.
Hmm. Oh my!
I'm sorry. I need to know what Michael's trying to express there with the sounds that just came out. Are you disgusted? We ought to put her in jail.
If I could, I would, but she was also a minor.
We were in the same grade.
Well, what, she got left back 2 years?
She got left back when she had moved to the country because she didn't speak
English. Genius.
She didn't speak English.
Oh, why do you go there? You don't know the story? So you just went right to stupid.
It's unbelievable what he just did.
He's trying to devalue, really, what was a gift from God.
Oh, by the way, of all people.
I mean, that's better than Atari, my best Christmas
present. By the
way,
if Michael knew the full scope of the situation, whatever he thinks positive about me now, he would say, I respect this about you more than anything else I could ever respect for what I did as a 14-year-old.
I mean, if you took her to McDonald's,
yeah.
I'd say I respect you more than I respect you for anything else.
Oh, my God. So you just want to be nasty. Yeah. That's the sad part.
That's kind of what I mean.
You just want to be nasty.
It's a really nice story.
It really is.
No, it's not. It's kind of like icky.
It's not icky. I mean, you were a little bit young, but things happened. We stayed together for years,
but
for 6 years.
But I think that you've been damaged in that area of life for a while because of that.
Go ahead.
Where it all started.
Get into it then.
Let's open the
open
K couch.
Up then. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't opened the K couch in decades.
I don't think so. I don't think I am damaged, but it wasn't from that. That was actually that was a really healing thing for me. I did much better when I was in a relationship. That was a good time. Over the years, time went on. It was complicated being in a really committed relationship for all of high school and into college. That was sort of a challenging thing.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe in Montclair. Joe.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for letting me on the, without a doubt, the best sports show in America.
That's right.
100%. Give me a point for point guard. Yeah, I'm actually a longtime listener, and I've been on many times. So, again, thank you for letting me on. First and foremost, let's go Rangers. We're going to wrap it up tonight. But for all the Knicks fans, listen, take some pride in 50 wins. Take some pride in being the number two seed. The reality is, yeah, the Pacers might have been an easier out, but I think we actually match up better against the 76ers or the Heat. Reason being, the Pacers are very high-octane offense. They go up and down the court fast, and you're going to be exhausted at the end of that series, right? We still need Mitch to get his legs on the rim. OG's coming back. And this is a different Knicks team. You know, they're defensive-minded, and I do think with, you know, Embiid just getting back with the Heat, you know, they always seem to turn it on in the playoffs, but they don't seem like the same team they were. I do think that this is a good matchup. You know, we have the bigs to match up with Embiid. You know, I believe Mitch will find his stride. Hardenstein's been great all year. Jericho Sims could come off the bench. You know, Josh Hart's been an animal. And, again, don't discredit OG. This is a different Knicks team. And I actually think the two seed is a better fit for us, and I do like the matchup. I think we're going to get out of that first round.
You know, you just mentioned that Indiana likes to run up and down the floor. Well, but the Knicks are not going to get tired. The Knicks are an incredibly conditioned, well-conditioned team. So that's out. Also, the Knicks are a good defensive team, so you can't just run if the other team is playing good defense and you're hitting your shots. And thirdly, Indiana doesn't play defense, so the Knicks would be able to score more on them. So just if you're going to run and not play defense, the other team's going to score too. So I'm not saying that they would have beaten Indiana. I'm not saying that they're going to lose to the Sixers or the Heat. But when you take a step back, I kind of think Indiana was a matchup I would have preferred.
Yeah,
and Embiid is really tough, man.
I just think people are looking at it the wrong way. If you were to rank the four possible opponents, I'm sorry, you would have the Heat and the Sixers down low on your list of teams that you want to play in the first round. You would have the Magic and the Pacers ranked higher of teams you'd rather play. That's not suggesting they can't beat all four. But really, with all that they've done accomplished this season, Michael, getting the Heat of the Sixers in the first round might take a lot more effort than if you had to play the Pacers or the Magic. That's all we're saying. I think they can win any series that they play. But that's a tough first-round draw. And Miami, we were saying the same things about Miami last year. Oh, they barely got in the playoffs. This is not the same team that went to the final in the bubble. They've got no hero. And they end up winning the series. And Butler got hurt in game two, and they still won the series. Now they've got a healthy Butler, they got a healthy hero, and it's the same situation as last year, where they're going to have the play-in to get in. So I'm not saying you can't beat the Heat, but that's the last team you want to have to face after a great regular season.
Let's go to Pete in Staten Island. Pete.
Pete.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, Don, you know, right before Don had broke the John Sterling news there, I was the one that tweeted that out to you guys.
Well, but, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's all over and I know Michael, you know, really can't talk about it, but it's all over the internet now. What is his name? Pete Caldera? Or right. Is it Caldera, Michael?
Caldera, yeah.
Yeah, he reported something off Stapleton, so... You know,
what are they reporting
out there? Well, they're saying that you know, basically going off what the original report was from Marchand, saying that John is going to be announcing his retirement on Friday, and you know, they didn't go into specifics of health reasons or anything like that. You know, and pretty much everybody is basically saying the same thing.
Well, my question
is, they're not talking about health or anything like that.
But I guess just the only thing that's up in the air for me, Pete, is when. Is it immediate? Is it after the season? Is it after this series? That I'm not surprised it would be his retirement. Why would he be announcing a press conference unless it was that? It's just a matter of when, because I want to hear him again.
And also, I could tell you this, Pete, and all of our listeners as well. As far as I know, whatever happens on Friday has nothing to do with any serious health issue. He has been feeling under the weather the last week. I spoke to him on Saturday. There's nothing insidious that is not made public. So it's if the announcement is that he's going to step down or retire, I would think it's simply because he thinks it's time. There's nothing, as far as I know, that's seriously wrong with him.
Well, that's good, Michael, because actually I had replied to Art Stapleton and Caldera that I hope it's not health related, and I wish him the best. That's basically, you know, the way I answered it.
He's going to be 86 on July 4th, so
right,
I think
right.
if it's anything, age has something to do with it. It's a tough job to do that many games.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, just to my football point. You guys had, were talking about the, you know, not football, the Nick point that you were talking about, whether it be the two-seed or the three-seed. And you know what this brought to mind with me? And I know it's, you know, kind of a little bit off-base correlation, but it reminded me a lot when the Giants had to play the Patriots. And, you know, the question was being asked to Coughlin whether or not we were going to play our starters that week. But that's not what the Giants were all about. You know, they were all about, and Coughlin was all about winning the games. It didn't matter when. Wanted to play the best opponents and show what you have. So, I, you know, listen, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we are, the Knicks at this point, if they haven't proven that they are a very, very dangerous team, I don't know what else needs to be proven. Because they were without OG and Randall and Mitchell Robinson for how many games? At least 30 games. At least. And for them to wind up the two seed, we are more than dangerous. Don't you agree, guys?
I think that they could beat anybody, as we said the other day, Pete. They could beat anybody, and you know they could lose anybody. Now, in terms of like comparing to what the Giants did, it's apples and wrenches. The Giants wanted to honor football and do the right thing
right.
by playing a great game and stop the Patriots from being an undefeated season. Had nothing to do. I mean, they knew if they met the Patriots, it would be in the Super Bowl. So I don't think it had anything to do with, you know, showing the Patriots, you better not want to meet us in the Super Bowl. It was about honoring the game and playing it right and trying to stop them from being undefeated.
And I don't know if Thibodeau was honoring the game last night, because I think if they were locked into the 2 or 3 seed, I don't think they would have played the guys the way they played them. Because the game would have been meaningless for both teams. I think they wanted the 2 seed. Because there was still something to play for. They don't know any gear but 5th. So as long as the game had some meaning, they were going to play it out. I think if they were locked in, Michael, they would probably not even play Brunson.
I think you're right. I don't think there was any personal thing that he was going for. So I think you might be right. I think you might be right. You know what I have right here in my hand, right?
I would go with the Yankee starting lineup.
How do you know? I mean, what, is that just a guess?
Because the other thing, sure? If you had the other thing in your hand, I doubt you'd announce it on the show.
Tonight's Yankees starting lineup against the Toronto Blue Jays on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by
staggered them.
Bigelow Tea and Serta Pro Painters. Anthony Volpe will play short. He's going to lead off, batting second, playing right field Juan Soto. Aaron Judge, the DH, will hit third. Cleaning up, the first baseman, Anthony Rizzo. Gleyber Torres at second base will bat 5th. Batting 6th and playing left field, Alex Verdugo. Oswaldo Cabrera at third base will bat 7th. Batting 8th and catching, Austin Wells. Trent Grisham is going to play center field. He's going to bat 9th. And starting for the Yankees will be Luis Gil against the Blue Jays, Chris Bassett. That's tonight's Yankees starting lineup, brought to you by Bigelow Tea. Bigelow Tea is a proud supporter of the Michael K Show and the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. And Serta Pro Painters, when choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Griffin in Connecticut. Griffin.
Hey, guys. How was your weekend?
Wonderful.
Terrific, buddy.
I love
good.
Another
good.
That was another Griffin intro. Don, there's so many different ones. We've never gotten that specific one before.
No.
I like it, Griffin. We're doing good, man.
You're keeping us on our toes. I appreciate that.
Michael, I have a baseball point, but then I also want to get to the yesterday with the Knicks game. I'm wondering, I have a friend who's a Knicks fan, so I was texting with him, and I was... he was saying how if that shot went in with DeRozan, he was happy but also sad. Like, I want to know how many Knicks fans were hoping that shot went in, and if it went in, they're sad, but they're a little happy though because they don't have to face the Heat or Sixers. That's what I'm trying to wonder.
Yeah, it's interesting though, Griffin, because if you watch the game, and Don mentioned this earlier, I mean, the crowd was spellbound by what was going on. So I think that everybody wanted to hit that shot. Don't you get that feeling, Don?
I don't think they were
thinking about ramifications. They wanted them to win that game.
And you can sense the disappointment on the Brunson miss, the possession before. Like, they were ready to, if he had hit that shot, and it would have been a great three-pointer, is fading away from the corner, that place would have blown up. So they got caught up in the moment because that's kind of what this Knicks team is. And I think when hearing the callers, Michael, they don't fear anybody and maybe they don't care. They just want to go out there and see that team win a basketball game. And I did not get any sense at all from anybody in the crowd. And MSG did a great job of focusing on the facial expressions of the fans that anybody wanted them to lose that game yesterday.
I would agree. I think everybody was into it. It was, I mean, you mentioned it earlier. Mike and Clyde were so into it as well.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really, really fun. Don, if they had lost, there would have been a lot of people in pain.
Oh,
what should they have done?
So good.
Well, friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samuel Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same-day and next-day appointments available. Go to SamuelPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamuelPain.com now. Regain your active lifestyle. Enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samuel Pain now has three convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand-new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamuelPain.com. You'll wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted. Don LaGreca here to tell you about my friends at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my mom's bath, did an awesome job. The process was easy, one expert installer, even with the customization she needed for a cast iron tub. It was done in one day with no demo or mess. It's beautiful. It's a high-quality permanent solution. Bath Fitter provides a lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers like my mom. For a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. So start designing your bath today at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Yeah.
Well, this guy was on the Knicks before anybody was on the Knicks, before it was cool to be on the Knicks, and I'm sure he feels good about them finishing with the 2 seed.
Oh,
let's bring in our good friend Kendrick Perkins
there
of ESPN.
Is.
Kendrick, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
Fellas, what's going on? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Happy
All right, so
Monday.
Do you believe, like we were talking earlier, I'm glad that they tried to win the game and they won the game, but by winning the game, Kendrick, they get the number 2 seed, which means that they're playing either the Sixers or the Heat. Would it have been better for them to finish third and play the Pacers?
No, they're fine. I mean, look, this Knicks team is not ducking any smoke, and at some point, you know, if you're trying to get to the promised land or trying to get deep into the playoffs, you're going to have to play top-level competition. Or iron sharpens iron. That's what my grandpa used to always tell me. When I look at the Philadelphia 76ers, I mean, Joel Embiid is not 100%, right? Like, he has zero dunks since returning from injury. A lot of his points, about 30% of them, are coming from the mid-range of jump shots. He's playing below the basket. You know, Tyrese Maxey, obviously, he's an all-NBA player this year. But, you know, again, it's going to switch up for him as well. He's going to have to make adjustments in his game because, you know, the playoffs, the playbook get a little thicker. When I look at the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler looks exhausted. I don't know if he's playing, you know, I don't know if he's playing the game of, you know, just trying to psych everybody out. But I don't see the same energy in the Miami Heat. Like, and I don't think the Knicks care. It's all about the New York Knicks and the way that they're playing basketball right now. You see with Dante, you see with Brunson, you see with Josh Hart, the continuity that is there, the chemistry is there. The rest is following. McBride, he's balling out of control. Isaiah Hartenstein, I think when you look at him, one of the most underrated bigs in the game today, not afraid of embarrassment, contest at the rim. Floater in the lane, high IQ basketball player for his decision making, especially when, you know, he's involved with the pick and roll action and Jalen Brunson is getting blitzed. And then OG Anunoby, to me, is arguably the best defender in the league when it comes down to being able to guard 1 through 5. So when I look at those other two teams and the 76ers and the Miami Heat, I got the Knicks winning either one of those series in 6.
Will they miss Randle?
I think they'll miss Randle when they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, because in order to get past the Boston Celtics, I strongly believe that you need as much offensive firepower as you possibly could get. And obviously not having Randle there, a guy that you could rely on to get you 20 points per night, that would cause a matchup problem for the Boston Celtics because the way he likes to punish people on the inside, I believe that it will, but I still strongly believe this. Even without Randle, I still believe that the New York Knicks could push the Boston Celtics in 7 games. And we all know what could happen in 7 games. I mean, I've been a fan of Jalen Brunson since he was in Dallas. And when I saw him do what he did at a high level in Dallas when they made a Western Conference Finals run, and then the Knicks went out and got him in the offseason, and everyone was trying to downplay it like, oh, they could have went after Kevin Durant. I'm like, y'all haven't been watching basketball. Because if you've been watching basketball, this young man is unguardable when it comes down to being a game manager and a game changer. So, you know, when I think about Julius Randle, I just think about when the Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, if they stay healthy. Against the Celtics, you need as much offensive firepower as you possibly can get in order to beat that team.
Kendrick, how do you feel about the notion, though? I'm getting it from, I'm a Celtics fan, so I deserve it, but a lot of Knicks fans coming at me with, oh, we want the Celtics. We want smoke with the Celtics. If you're a Knicks fan, are you hoping to get the Celtics? Do you like that matchup?
Well, I mean, you don't have no choice. I mean, because the Celtics are going to be there, right? Like, they're going to be there. I mean, not unless, you know, they have just a bad moment and, you know, and have one of those moments like they did last postseason. But, I mean, let's be real. The Celtics, they have the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. I'm not going to say in basketball because I still believe that's the Denver Nuggets. But they're going to be there. So eventually, the Knicks are going to have to face the Boston Celtics. And that's going to be the real test.
All right. So I know it's unfair to ask you to speak for other people, but you've believed in the Knicks for a while. We have seen what they've done. But then guys like Barkley and Shaq, they kind of like dismiss the Knicks. They're going to get knocked out in the first round. What are they seeing that you're not seeing, that we're not seeing? Why are they down on them?
Because it's obviously they don't watch basketball.
I love it. I love it.
I'm serious. They can't watch basketball on a consistent basis. The only time that they actually probably watch the Knicks or when they're covering the Knicks on their game night. So if you're watching the New York Knicks, there's no way in hell that you could just downplay the way that they've been playing the game of basketball. If you're watching the New York Knicks, there's no way in hell that you could downplay that Jalen Brunson has been the best player in the Eastern Conference. If you're watching the Knicks, there's no way that you could downplay that Josh Hart has been one of the best rebounding guards in the league outside of Luka Doncic. Like, if you're not, like, if you don't watch the Knicks on a consistent basis, then you don't know. I just watched the New York Knicks come off a West Coast road trip, did phenomenal on that trip. I believe, what's that? Went there and got a win against Sacramento. Went and got a win, I believe, was it against the Golden State Warriors, I believe it was. Yep. And then you come back home and you get a signature win against the Celtics. And it's like, okay, like, oh, well, the Celtics, they were just teeing up and getting ready to they getting ready for the postseason. No, they actually played everybody. And the New York Knicks made them tap out. It's a difference. So, I mean, you know, guys that are downplaying what this Knicks culture and Tom Thibodeau is all about, they haven't been watching them. And that's another thing. When it comes to Tibbs, when it comes to preparation, I don't know. It's not one other coach that I played for that has that type of preparation, the way that prepares the way Tom Thibodeau does.
Now, he's always knocked, though, Kendrick, for, you know, he didn't win with the Bulls. And I say, well, if their best player didn't get hurt, they probably do win a championship. He didn't win with the Timberwolves. He made them a lot better. He took over a terrible team. What is the big knock on Thibodeau, though, when it comes to the playoffs?
Well, just think about it, where he's been at, right? Like, when Tibbs was in Chicago, he always had to face LeBron James. That's right. I mean, LeBron James stopped a lot of people and a lot of coaches. Okay, when Tom Thibodeau was in Minnesota, Tom Thibodeau didn't have Anthony Edwards. See, I think people missed it. Like, you know, people don't take in consideration who the players are at the time or what stopped certain coaches or players from, you know, actually, you know, reaching higher goals. When I look at the Minnesota Timberwolves situation, you know, I've been saying this all year long. I'm watching Anthony Edwards bring something out of Carl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert that Jimmy Butler couldn't bring out of them. It's just, he's the best young leader in the game. When it comes to guys under 25, he's the best young leader in the game of basketball, the way he carried himself, the way he defend on both ends of the floor. And so when you look at Tibbs, I always tell people to pay close attention to the little things when you watch the New York Knicks. Just watch how they all play post-defense the same, meaning one hand on the back, hit taking the hit with the chest, you know, poking at the ball with the other hand for when the guy's trying to crab dribble, how everybody's tied on the string, boxes and elbows. That's a Tom Thibodeau preparation. And just being honest with you, like, you know, Doc Rivers was at his best when Tom Thibodeau was his assistant, right? Because Doc was able to take over the offense, and Tom Thibodeau was able to be the best version of himself, and that's being, like, you know, the best coach or best basketball mind on the defensive side of things.
So what would be their biggest concern if you're the Knicks?
I think, you know, it's going to come down to this, right? Like, is Dante, Josh Hart, McBride, Bogdanovich, are they going to make shots consistently? Because it's going to be the playoff scheme is going to be trap Jalen Brunson. Okay, if you trap Jalen Brunson, he's going to make the right play. Now, when he does make the right play, are those shooters going to be able to knock down shots? If they are, it's going to open things back up for Jalen Brunson. But I think the Knicks are prepared for that because they've been seeing this type of defense all since the All-Star break. You know, watching the Lakers game, the Lakers blitzed Jalen Brunson. So many teams blitzed him, and he still was able to get it done, but it came off to a slow start because he had to come off the rock and get others involved. So I think if guys continue to make shots at a high level, continue to do what they do best, and that's pound you on the glass and the inside, the Knicks are going to be just fine.
Who's coming out of the West, Kendrick?
I'm giving a slight edge to the Denver Nuggets. but it's not a large margin like everybody's trying to make it. Mm-hmm. Is Jokic the best player in the league? Yes. Is him and Jamal Murray the best duo in the league? Yeah. Do they have the best starting five in basketball? Yes. But I do have question marks. I do have concerns about their bench. Bruce Brown is gone. We know how valuable he was last year to their championship run. Jeff Green, he's gone. He was valuable. Can Reggie Jackson, Christian Braun, can they step up to the plate and be consistent enough throughout the postseason to be that spark or be that those players off the bench to give them what Bruce Brown and Jeff Green gave them last year? That I don't know. That's to be determined. But when I look at the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're right there. When I look at, you know, the Dallas Mavericks, they're no pushover, since especially for, you know, once they got Gafford and P.J. Washington. And then the Clippers, I mean, if Kawhi comes back healthy, you know, they might take the Mavs out. Then all of a sudden the Nuggets might, you know, like, it's teams. The West is so good that the Lakers are in the play-in tournament, and they're like 11 games over 500. Like, they're a really good basketball team. They're just in a great conference. So, you know, I'm giving a slight edge to the Denver Nuggets, but I'm not just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody knocked them off.
Well, yeah, Perk, that was going to be my last question. Is there a chance the Warriors or Lakers could do something, or is the conference just too good?
Well, I think, you know what? So everybody, you see all this, like, nonsense that's being out there today. Oh, should the Lakers drop the game to the Pelicans to try to get the AC? One, you can't play with the basketball guards like that. You got to go win. Two, I actually would like the Lakers to win tomorrow night and get the seventh spot, because guess what? They're going into that series with no pressure if they happen to face the Denver Nuggets. No pressure whatsoever. No one is going to expect them to win. And so LeBron James and Anthony Davis being the underdog with no pressure, that's scary for the Denver Nuggets. So you're going to have to face them at some point. If I had to pick out of the two which one could actually get into the postseason and make the most noise, I would have to go with the Lakers over Golden State, solely because of LeBron and AD.
Fair. And finally, the team that's going to match up with Minnesota, who it sounds like you like, is Phoenix, because Minnesota losing to Phoenix yesterday, they match up. And Phoenix, I mean, with that talent, being the sixth seed, do you think that they're dangerous?
They are. And that's the scary part. Like, Minnesota and Phoenix are both dangerous. Like, both of them teams could actually go to the Western Conference Finals. Both of those teams could actually go to the NBA Finals. Both of those teams could. Just think about if you were to take those teams that are like, you know, even if you look at outside of the top three in the West, and you put the rest of them, the teams that's in fourth, fifth, sixth, and in the play-in tournament, you put them in the Eastern Conference, like, they'll be right there in the playoffs. They only had two teams in the Eastern Conference that won 50 games. What, they had six, five in the West, and two, like, with 48, 49? Like, they're that good. So it's just, the West is going to be so interesting. Like, the West should be, like, when it comes down to postseason, I think this is going to be one of the greatest postseasons that we've had in a long time because of the matchups in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it should be fun. We can't wait. Kendrick, we thank you for coming on as always. Always great stuff.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much, man, and keep it going.
All right, that's Kendrick Perkins.
He's so good, man.
He's liked the Knicks for a while, Peter. It's not just all of a sudden. He's liked them. Like, from the beginning of the season, he came on and said they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. You remember?
Oh, do I? It aged so incredibly well. I mean, yeah. He sounded a little wacky almost, like he was too high on it. And remember, Kendrick's a guy, bulk of his career, talking about Oklahoma City and Boston. That's what he's known for. There's no reason for him to be a Knicks guy. There's no win there, except he just believed in the team. And obviously had a relationship from Tibbs from the time in Boston when they won the championship. But I think he just saw the vision, man. And this team is, it's hard to argue this team is anything but special. And by the way, we should probably get into it more later. I think Brunson is the legit MVP. That's also a real conversation.
I agree. I don't think he's going to win it, but, you know, he definitely should be at least
a top three, Michael.
NBA, all NBA team, at least team two, at least. It's going to be hard for him to be the first team because probably Doncic. But it should be the second, but we'll see. Peter, you have some FanDuel to tell us about.
Oh, I sure do, Mike. I'm glad you brought that up. You can bet the NBA play-in tournament that we were just talking about with Big Perk with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay does not win on any Tuesday night matchup, all right? NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday, all right? I feel like Steph and the Warriors probably going to get it done in their first game against the Kings. We'll see, but however you want to play it, just head over to FanDuel.com/Peter to bet the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay. Again, that's FanDuel.com/Peter. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over and physically present in New York. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, this is a Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365 that I never even imagined that I would have to give.
Really?
I couldn't even imagine the time that it would happen. But the Yankees have just released a statement that John Sterling is going to retire effective immediately. He's called 5,420 regular season Yankee games, 211 postseason Yankee games, and he is retiring effective immediately. He will be recognized in a pregame ceremony on Saturday, April 20th, and he'll visit the WFAN booth during the game. Additionally, he will make be made available to the media on Saturday as well. So here's a statement from the Yankees. Fans find a certain comfort in the daily rhythms of baseball. Day in and day out, season after season, and city after city, John Sterling used his seat in the broadcast booth to bring Yankee fans the heartbeat of the game, enjoying a profound voice and colorful personality that were distinctly, unmistakably his own. John informed and entertained, and he exemplified what it means to be a New Yorker with unapologetic and boisterous style that exuded his passion for baseball broadcasting and the New York Yankees. There's no shortage of adjectives to describe John and what he means to this organization and our millions of fans around the world, but what makes John a Goliath of the sports broadcasting world was how sacred he held his role as voice of the Yankees. Showing up to perform virtually every single day since 1989, he was a pillar for Yankee fans who relied on the comfort and familiarity of his voice to be the soundtrack of their spring, summer, and fall. Given the tremendous care he had for the team and his performance on the air, it's not a stretch to believe that our fans live and die with every pitch because John Sterling did the same. We congratulate John on a remarkable and illustrious career. His contributions to this great game and to the Yankees franchise will echo long into the future. And this is a statement from John. I'm a very blessed human being. I've been able to do what I wanted, broadcasting for 64 years. As a little boy growing up in New York as a Yankees fan, I was able to broadcast the Yankees for 36 years. It's all to my benefit, and I leave very, very happy. I look forward to seeing everyone again on Saturday.
Wow.
So, effective immediately, I guess he'll join the booth on Saturday just for a quick word, but he's not calling a game, and that will do it.
Can I offer one thing, Michael?
Yes.
I feel like what we're hearing, as sad as it is to see this era come to an end, the way it sounds like it's being done and the way it sounds like the decision is being made sort of makes me feel better than the initial concern I had about the fact that he's been missing games and now you find out he's retiring. It, to me, at least, it sounds like something like he's just ready to do it and the physical wear and tear is too much.
Well, you're accurate. I spoke to him on Saturday, and it was an emotional phone call. He wanted to tell me, we worked together for 10 years. We got a chance to call, five World Series together. And, it was the start of my broadcasting career. And he just said, Michael, I've called my last game. I said, John, wait a minute. What are you doing? And he said, I'm just done. I'm tired and I'm done. And, I feel I still sound good. And he does. His voice does not sound like an 85-year-old man. He sounds like, he did when I started working with him. He was 50. And I said, John, why don't you wait until you feel better and then make a decision at that point? He said, no, it has nothing to do with me being under the weather. I don't enjoy doing it anymore. I've had a blast all these years, and it's not fun anymore. And when it's not fun, it's time to walk away. And I said, you sure you want to walk away now? I said, maybe just do the home games. He said, no, I'm done. I don't want to do any more baseball. I'm done. I could sit here now, watch every single game on TV. He said, watch every game I want to watch. He said, that's what I'm looking forward to. I've given, he said to me, Michael, I'm going to be 86 on July 4th. You can't do this forever. So it was kind of sad for me. And, when I told Jody, I was kind of emotional too.
Mm.
But, he's iconic. He called five world championships for the Yankees. He had the longest run of any Yankee broadcaster ever. It's longer than Mel Allen. It's longer than Phil Rizzuto. That's how long he's been doing this. So,
but it is great to hear that it's just the time for him. I was worried for us on the outside looking in. He misses games. Then you see a press conference. You start to get worried he's in some sort of immediate danger. So nice to hear that he's okay. He's just kind of done with it.
There's just a uniqueness to Sterling because, growing up a Met fan, Bob Murphy was the Mets' voice from 62 to 2003. But what, Michael, for the last 20 years, there were many series he wouldn't do, wouldn't travel a lot towards the end of his career. We're starting to see with Howie Rose, who's been a voice of the Mets for a long time, he's not going to be traveling that much this year. Of course, the iconic voice of Vin Scully, Michael, for a long time towards the end of his career, he did not travel east of the Mississippi. Up until last year, he did every inning of every game.
Yep.
I mean, that's the uniqueness of him. So there'll be other announcers that broadcasted longer than John or older than John, but nobody was able to say that from 1989 until 2003, when he finally stepped away, I guess it was 2003 or 2002 when he stepped away and first missed his first game, that he had done every inning for how long and then every game for how long, right? Well, so I guess after you left and Steiner... Michael
Steiner for 3 years, and then Susan for 20.
For 20 years, he never missed an inning. And then for his entire career, he never missed a game. So that's what's just so iconic about him. So you'll find announcers that are been around longer or have done more games, but nobody could say they did every game for as long as he did. And for the last 20 years, every inning. And he is the voice of generations of Yankee fans. And he is certainly going to be missed. And great guy, too. Fun guy to talk to. Did talk shows here. Did talk shows at The Fan. Did hockey. Did basketball. Michael, he was doing Ivy League football when Yes first started. I mean, he was just a machine. And I'm glad he got to go on his own terms.
I will talk more about this when we get back. A lot of people on hold about other things. But, if you want to talk about John, you certainly can. And John's fine. As far as I know, he is under the weather. He's not feeling great, but it doesn't seem to be anything of any serious nature. fingers crossed, and he's just decided that, you know, he's tired and he wants to stop broadcasting right now. That's the Pinstripe Report, brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Don, I think you got some things to tell us.
Well, hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, they've offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to place same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there is more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets and have a chance at bigger payouts or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. Get MGM, its official partner of Major League Baseball, the official betting partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. Get more in a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. More selection, over 750 new vehicles available, and more savings on their entire Mazda lineup, like the new 2024 Mazda CX-30 2.5S all-wheel drive, lease for just $199 a month at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 888-885-2891 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN RM667991. MSRP $26,445. Ends 4/30/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.